Hi, how are you?
Hey, there you go. That's better. That's better. Fantastic. Whereabouts are you, by the way?
I live just a few miles out of Bills Wells. Deepest, darkest parts of Wales for you. But, yeah, signal isn't the best at times, as we all know.
Lovely. Right, what would you like to say?
Well, my name's Emily. I'm the policy advisor at the CLA, the Country Land and Business Association, and we lobby on behalf of rural communities, rural enterprises and businesses. And we find, and we totally oppose the visitor levy due to the administrative burden that this will then be imposed on holiday accommodation providers, and especially when a lot are still trying to recover after the COVID lockdowns. And we feel that it's wrongly targeted at overnight stays, when those people are already contributing to the local economy through, obviously, the visiting restaurants, shops, cafes, but also jobs for cleaners with the changeovers and so forth. It is the day visitors that we find that are making the Welsh tourism industry unsustainable. The visitors that come for the day, very little contribution then to the local economy, and then go back home, and don't stay the night. So we find it is wrongly targeted and definitely at the wrong time to be talking about it.
But what about the other parts of the world that do this? You know, we've had Lee in Swansea saying, well, if it's money is being ploughed back into maybe the hotels and the country parks and the caravan sites at the areas you represent, what is the problem?
Well, obviously, as it's already been mentioned, yes, it is successful in other parts of the world. But these are places that, say, for example, that going away, you've got a guarantee of great sunshine in a lot of these places. But also, it's just that we're saying that right across Wales, not every area of Wales has an issue with tourism numbers, especially rural communities, the economy that we then represent as the CLA. They are so dependent on the tourism industry that it would stifle a lot of small businesses. It's the administrative burden, especially with the increase the threshold days now for holiday lets being increased. It's just additional administrative burden, and it shouldn't be expected for a holiday accommodation to be collecting this.
And do you think that once this is possibly pushed through and it's mentioned in all the brochures and online, websites, Airbnb, whatever, when people are booking, do you think it will genuinely put people off and think, well, Wales is unwelcoming?
Absolutely. It's a message, and within our consultation response, we will be saying that it does give an unfriendly message to people who want to come to Wales. I, as a South Walian, originally from Caerphilly, the amount of sort of gripe that I used to have from friends that would come over the border, over the Severn Bridge, and have to pay to come over the border, that was only for a per-cast situation. If, say, for example, that it was a £5 per night per person, that's a lot of money for maybe four people, a family of four visiting Wales for a night. That's a lot of money, especially in the situation that the country is in at the moment with the cost of living. It does give a very unfriendly message to people who want to visit.
Good to talk to you, Emily. Thank you very much indeed. Phone lines are open there. Number to call 03700 100 110. Where do you stand on the tourism tax?